श्रीमद् भगवत गीता साधक संजीवनी चैप्टर 1 वर्स 47 लिंक इन द प्रीसीडिंग वर्स अर्जुन एक्सप्रेस्ड हिज इंटेंशन बेस्ड ऑन मेनी आर्ग्यूमेंट्स व्हाट ही डिड आफ्टर दिस इज कंटेन्ड इन द वर्स दैट फॉलोज संजय उवाच एवमुक्त्वार्जुनः संख्ये रथोपस्थ उपाविशत् विसृज्य संशरं चापं शोकसंविग्नमानस अर्जुन ग्रीफ स्ट्रिकन ऑन द बैटलफील्ड हैविंग स्पोकन दस And having laid down his bow and arrow, slumped into the central part of the chariot. Comment. Eva muktva arjunah sankhye rathopastha upavisat visrijya sasaram chapam sokasam vignamanasah. War is the root cause of all evils. It will destroy a race. And will lead us to hell in the next world. By thinking so, Arjun, overwhelmed with sorrow, became firmly determined not to wage war. Arjun, who had come to the battlefield with great zeal, with Gandiva bow in his hand, put the bow and arrow down, and overwhelmed with sorrow, sat on the seat of the chariot. The main reason of Arjun's grief is that when Lord Krishna placed the chariot between the two armies and asked Arjun to behold the Kauravas, he saw Bhishma and Drona standing in front of him. So his attachment was aroused. Thus he thought about the destruction of his race, which Duryodhan etc. did not perceive being goaded by greed. And the sin accruing from it. Then he said that even if the warriors of the hostile army killed him while he was unarmed and unresisting, that would be for his good. Thus, overpowered by delusion, Arjun perceives good in turning away from war. And even in his death, and finally, having abandoned his bow and arrow and overwhelmed with grief, sits on the middle seat of the chariot. Thus we see that it is delusion which changes a hero's, Arjun's great courage to consternation. Om Tat Sat Iti Srimad Bhagavad Gitasu Upanishadsu Brahma Vidyayam Yoga Shastre श्री कृष्ण अर्जुन संवादे अर्जुन विषाद योगो नाम प्रथमोध्यायः Thus with the words Om Tat Sat, the names of the Lord as sung in the Upanishads of the Bhagavad Gita by the Lord, the science of Brahma, the scripture of yoga, the dialogue between Sri Krishna and Arjun ends the first chapter entitled The Yoga of Dejection of Arjuna. The colophon at the end of each chapter, written by sage Vedvyas, reveals the glory and greatness of the Gita. Om Tat Sat, which is a Ved Gita. This has been declared at the triple designation of the Absolute. These three names lead the beings to benediction. And turn us towards God and spirituality and break off our relationship with the world. These wash away the mistakes which we might have committed in pronouncing the verses, words, and letters in the chapter. So these three are pronounced at the end of each chapter. By Om, sage Vedvyas means that this may wash away the mistakes of the verses. Tat may turn his verses towards God, and Sat means that these verses may give an imperishable fruit. Iti means that he has no other personal motive besides this one. The Gita has been called Srimad because it possesses paramount beauty, and it is called Srimad Bhagavat because it has been uttered by Lord Krishna, who possesses six bhagas, that is six divine traits: wealth, virtue, glory, greatness, knowledge, and dispassion. It has been called the Gita because it has been sung by the Lord Himself. According to the rules of Sanskrita grammar, it should have been called Gitam. Yet it's being the essence of Upanishads, in feminine gender, it has been called Gita. The essence of all Upanishads is contained in it, and it is emanated from the tongue of the Lord Himself. So it is called Upanishad. It is called Brahmavidya, which is supreme knowledge, because it leads the living beings to benediction without any distinction of caste, creed, and color. It is called Yog Shastra because different yogas, disciplines, such as Karma Yoga, the discipline of disinterested action, Jnana Yoga, the discipline of knowledge, Dhyana Yoga, the discipline of meditation, and Bhakti Yoga, the discipline of devotion, are contained in it. By following any of these disciplines, a striver can realize his identity with God, Paramatma. It is a dialogue between Lord Krishna and the devotee Arjun. Arjun has asked questions without hesitation, and Lord Krishna has answered them with generosity. So it is called a dialogue between Sri Krishna and Arjun. In the first chapter, there is description of Arjuna's dejection. By the company of God and saints, this dejection may create dispassion and thus may lead to benediction. Though Duryodhana also possessed dejection, yet having disinclination for God, his dejection is not called yoga, but it is called yoga in the case of Arjun, as he could realize his identity with God by means of this yoga. So this chapter is entitled The Yoga of Dejection of Arjuna. The purpose of the concluding words, which are given at the end of each chapter, is that even a single chapter, well meditated upon, may lead a striver to benediction. Narayan, Narayan, Narayan.